Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we got a little snow squall where squalls persist around Northeast Ohio. About to come in, Dan, the weatherman. Dan Menigan is what we should call him sometimes. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. This is Baskin and Phelps. But I thought it was interesting as we were sitting back in the newsroom getting ready to do the show today with all kinds of great stuff that someone had mentioned what the weather was going to be like. And Dan was all over that. Jeff, it was amazing.
It's what I heard.
Between weather and traffic, you are like your own AM radio station.
Dan does do a great job on weather for us.
Thank you for being you, Dan.
I mean, that's what I'm here for. Somebody's got to be up in a helicopter.
It's beautiful.
Well done. Well done. Do we have some kind of giant squall coming through, or is that what that is?
Yeah, we're supposed to be a hit for like an hour, like basically in downtown Cleveland, a little bit to the east side as well, a little bit on the west side on top of that. But we're going to get hit for about an hour with heavy snow, and then it's going to go away.
So it's going to be to the right of the double sevens. Is that what you're saying?
Visibility is going to be a little on the hairy end. So.
Oh, look at that. God, he's good, Jeff. We are so blessed and lucky. Meredith Kane is also here today. Jeff, who do we have coming up on the show? Because I just feel like we are going to have a cavalcade of guests.
Well, this is fun. Ever hear of a guy named Tim Tebow?
I believe so, yes.
Tim Tebow, Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep.
Minor league baseball player.
Yep.
Denver Bronco quarterback.
Yep.
He of the incredible hype machine, just like Shedeur Sanders.
True that.
1 o'clock, Tebow. Tim Tebow.
Very nice.
Noon. Man who says Kevin Stefanski is a good coach and a good play caller. Coordinator of the greatest show on turf, Mike Martz.
Wow, man. You are on a roll, Jeff.
At noon. Mary Kay Cabot at 11, Daryl Wright at 11:40.
Not to belittle them. I mean,
Mary
not with
Kay
the,
you, Cabot.
There you go.
11.
Got to give a little
Daryl,
more hype.
Dangerous D.
All right.
Writer.
We now know Shedeur.
12:40. 20. 11:40. He's joining us. Stay tuned.
Man. You know how you were trying to talk to someone at a bar, like when you were in college? Dan, maybe you can work with me on this for a second.
So yesterday?
Yeah, that's true. So you maybe meet somebody attractive on the other side, and you start talking to them, and then you've got that friend that keeps walking up going, hey, what are you guys doing? You know what I'm talking about? We're off to that kind of a start today.
Jeff, you asked me to say who was in the show, so
I
did.
But I didn't expect this nine-hour staccato. Mary, Kay,
Cabot. You said, well, not to belittle them, so I thought, all right, well, he's asking me to do a little bit more for Mary Kay Cabot and Daryl Ryder.
Well, either that or
so
we do
I did.
The, either that or we do the Budweiser frogs. Mary.
Say Kay.
Kay.
Cabot.
Oh, all right, I forgot the Budweiser. I'm sorry.
You forgot the Budweiser frogs?
Yeah, so it would be like... all right, let's just get off.
So much knowledge in your head.
Just Jeff, go.
Yesterday, so I'm listening to the press conference yesterday, and we all did, right?
Well, I hope so, because you were sitting here looking at me.
Hey, what are you guys doing? So.
You guys playing cards?
Well, do you guys know each other? Hey.
Someone's getting punched today.
I had that chemistry class, too.
Right in the right shoulder.
It can't be any more painful than this conversation. So, you know, he's talking yesterday. Kevin's talking yesterday. Every week he's like, oh, is Shedeur Sanders going to be the starting quarterback next week? Are you willing to commit to? And then finally he says yes. But something just didn't feel right. Now, I don't know if it was because it was on Zoom or it was something felt a little awkward about the way Kevin answered the question. So you tell me.
The question was asked, right?
Yeah, the question was asked, yes.
Kevin, is he going to start the rest of the year?
No, that's not who asked. They're close. All right, let's play it so you don't have to butcher it.
Shedeur Sanders, your starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes.
He did a lip smack. He did a lip smack there.
Are you kidding me? You're going to try and interpret hesitation because he went, yes.
It's not so much that it was yesterday.
Yeah, play that again.
Please.
Shedeur Sanders, your starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes.
Are you kidding me, Andy?
Maybe it was his microphone.
Are you really going to do that?
Here's what
I'm
doing.
That's silly, dude.
Jeff, can I make my point before you tell me what's silly and what's not?
Well, you just said hesitation.
The past few weeks, he kind of leaned into the question for a second and said, I'm not ready to say that yet. Or, you know, we're worried about this game. And so yesterday, you know, he came out. Didn't he say it after the game, too? I thought he said it after the game, too. Am I right? You listened to that. I didn't hear that. He didn't say it after the game. Was he asked directly after the game?
I don't think he was. Was he, Dana? I don't recall.
I don't.
It would have made headlines. It would have made headlines everywhere. So
that's a good point. So he was asked yesterday, and he said, yes, he is my starter for the rest of the season. But I felt like there has just been great hesitation for him to be able to kind of lean into that all season long.
Well, he never said Dylan was the starter for the rest of the year, did he?
He never
said Dylan
was
the starting quarterback. But
week to week is how it was. I think we can assume that Joe Flacco would have been the starter for the entire season had they hung on to him and he was healthy. Can we assume that Joe Flacco is the starter moving forward? And he would have said yes. He would have said yes. Do you think in week one he would have said, if they would have said, is Joe Flacco your number one guy for this year? He would have said yes. Without hesitation.
Probably.
Okay. So yesterday, I just wondered, as we were listening to the press conference and that question came about, I wonder if there was hesitation in his voice. I wonder how difficult it was for him to finally say, you know what, we're going to make a commitment here, and we're going to commit until the first week of the new year to one quarterback. And I say this with a caveat, as long as they're healthy. Do you think it was difficult for Kevin to say this yesterday? I'm not saying knowing that he was going to say it. I don't know that there was hesitation yesterday when he actually said it.
Dude threw for 364 yards, 3 touchdowns, scored another one, and there are only 4 games left. No, it wasn't difficult for him to say it.
You know, I would have thought it wouldn't have been difficult for him to leave him in for the 2-point conversion, but
well,
he didn't.
That's a play call.
That he is ultimately responsible for.
Well, so it doesn't mean he hates Shedeur.
I didn't say, who said
216-474-0092.
Can you rewind the first segment, and if you ever heard the word hate in this segment? Because I don't remember that word. I'm just saying, I'm wondering how difficult it was for him to kind of say that and just like, okay.
Not in the least.
I am 100% behind this right now, and Sanders is our starting quarterback, and we're moving forward. This is good.
Not in the least.
So he's all in.
Dude threw for 364 and 3 touchdowns.
I'm not asking for stats. I'm asking.
He wasn't phenomenal. He was pretty dang good. Let's see him do it again.
I thought I saw it was like second best. There was some kind of rookie record. He did some kind of rookie. I got to find it.
He was the second rookie along with Joe Burrow.
Yes.
To throw for 360 yards, throw 3 touchdowns, and have a running touchdown in a game.
Yeah, okay. Look at you. You are just a wealth of knowledge. That's why I love working with you.
That's why we're here.
Is that true, though?
I don't know.
Sometimes I think you're here to stir things up, to get my blood rushing.
It doesn't take much.
To aggravate
me. Hey, look,
me.
There's somebody walking down the hall.
You guys playing cards? But hey, do you guys know each other?
That look on Flounder's face when he says that is just priceless.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Baden, where do you go to school?
The bigger picture on the whole story, though, Jeff, is you kind of wonder, because I said this yesterday and you didn't really give me a reaction. I kind of felt like the whole season just, yeah. I know you'll go back and say when they decided to draft two quarterbacks and trade the pick, that was a key moment in the season before we even got to anything, right? Is that the biggest moment of the year then, when they decided they would put themselves in a position?
Yeah, but let me throw this one at you.
I'll give you the second biggest
one. I was convinced. Dan was convinced. I don't know if you were. Mary Kay was convinced. All right, well, you're drafting a quarterback next year. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
You've now changed your mind on this?
I just said I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Wow, even just to take you off the island for a second, well, that was pretty exciting.
Let me just put it this way. If Shadur goes out and plays reasonably well in two of the next four games, I'm not even going to say all four, reasonably well in two of the last four, and a bunch of these quarterbacks go back to school, why would you draft a quarterback high?
Because you need one.
Do you?
I don't know. That's why you're asking me you would do it. I'm telling you, the thought process would be, in your mind, you would say, we need one. Or
I would say
I'm
this.
A new general manager and I want to make my mark.
I would say this. All right. Shadur can hold down the fort while getting another year to prove to us, himself, although I'm sure he's convinced, and everybody else that he can actually be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And if he lays a big egg next year, well, there's Deshaun Watson sitting there. He's in the last year of a contract. There's somebody else sitting there, whether it be Bailey Zappe or Dylan Gabriel or some other veteran they bring in, and we'll deal with it the following year because we have a brand new starting left tackle who's a stud. We've moved DeWand over to the right side.
Well, we won't know if they're a stud or not, unless you bring in a free agent.
They're going to draft that kid from Utah. Don't worry about it. And then they're going to get
we'll see how that plays out.
Then they're going to get a wide receiver. Unless he's Tony Mandarich, you're going to be okay.
You never know, do you? Yeah,
no, you don't.
It's unproven.
That
just like
correct.
Both quarterbacks were coming
could
into this
Jamarcus
year.
Could be Jamarcus Russell. Did he draft a quarterback?
Did he prove to be better than the number one overall?
No, not at all.
On Sunday?
Not at all.
His numbers would say he did.
Numbers don't mean squat.
You just used numbers against me in my argument.
Not against you.
Yeah, look what he did. Look, he did this. Number two all time. Bah, bah, bah. You just used numbers against me in this conversation.
Gee, Dano, I don't remember that.
You want to replay it?
It's this.
You know what? I need a red flag for this show.
We'll start doing challenge flags?
Yes. Jeff,
let me
throw in the challenge flag out.
Who's team won?
Does that matter?
Yeah.
Well, and as long as I know.
It sure as you know what
Shadur
matters.
Didn't play defense, did he?
Well,
Did I miss that?
Wish he had.
Shadur wasn't on special teams. I didn't see Shadur have a punt blocked.
Maybe he should have been.
It would have been nice if he was on special teams. Maybe the two-point conversion team. Even as a decoy.
Andy, I'm very willing to entertain the thought that you just roll this quarterback crew back next year and kick it down the road, especially if some of these young guys don't come out. And here's the other thing.
What if they do, Jeff? I mean, did you see anything on Saturday night that made you think Mendoza's like, oh, we got to have him for the first overall
pick? Then you have to give it serious thought because I don't think this. I can't imagine using a top five pick on a quarterback and having Shadur on the team? What if Shadur goes out and lights it up next year?
For us or for another team?
For the Browns.
Then
you're
good to go.
And you've spent the number five pick on the quarterback.
Here's the other one. What if we have the number one pick? Because how many teams have two losses? Like four?
Browns are sitting fourth right now.
Yeah. Let's just say they end up with the number one pick and they're like, you know what? Let's trade it. Let's pick up another first. We get another one. We got two this year. Maybe we'll pick up a third this year.
That's fine.
Maybe we pick up another one for the next year. And Sanders is our quarterback.
That goes back to not drafting a quarterback next year.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the best case scenario.
Quite possibly. Deshaun's not going anywhere.
But we do know Deshaun. I mean, the other thing that he had said yesterday was by saying that Shadur is a starter for the rest of the season means that even if Watson gets healthy, he doesn't jump to the front of the line.
That is correct. Also gives you a reason to make sure you don't play him.
Let's see what the NFLPA has to say about that.
The limbs on this tree.
All right, are we at that point now where you are comfortable saying, I don't think they should draft a quarterback next year with their first pick? Are we there? What's it going to take to get there? And by the way, a former Brown made a statement you're going to want to hear about this subject on the morning show. We're going to play that coming up in just a bit. So stick around. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.